Albert Hall in London, we celebrate a happy event. For 100 years ago, there was born an association of music publishers, born to protect their interests and, in turn, ours. The BBC Radio Orchestra leader, Michael Tomalin, conductor, Harry Rabinowitz, begin the festivities with a musical fly-pass by one of Britain's top composers. It's Ron Goodwin's 633 Squadron. Goodwin's 633 Squadron, written for the sterling film of the middle 60s, about that period when British tenacity was tested to the full in the years between 1939 and 1945. It appears that in 1881, a group of music publishers were playing cards in a small room in London's New Bond Street. They paused for a while and decided that their pleasurable gathering should take on the more serious role of protecting their business interests. Among those there were Emil Enoch, Stroud Cox, and Thomas and Frank Chappell. He didn't actually remember what the game of cards was that they were playing, and it's doubtful that it was Happy Families, although they did then form themselves into the Music Publishers Association, a happy family indeed, still together 100 years on. At the turn of the century, the music hall was all the rage and British songs in great demand. Here, with the songs made famous by Ella Shields, Morny Cash, Gus Elan, and Clarice Mayne, in a Victorian music hall medley, ladies and gentlemen, Joan Savage.
Correct easy paces, without boots along. hearty and strong, living on plates of fresh air. Hot dress, up in fashion, and when I am feeling depressed, I shave from me cuff, all the whiskers and fluff, sticks me hat on and toddles up west. I'm burning to 30, arise at 10:30, then Buckingham Palace I view. In the yard while the changing the guard and the king shouts across Toodaloo. The Prince of Wales brother along with some other slaps me on the back and says couldn't suit more. I'm burnt and royal dessert when they ask me to dine. I say no, I'll just add a banana with Lady Diana. I'm burnt and burnt from bow. What people doesn't buy, I makes it on a Sunday look all gay. Nice. The neighbours think I grows 'em, and you'd fancy you're in Kent or at Epsom if you gaze into the mews. It's a wonder as the landlord doesn't want to raise the rent because we have such knobby distant views. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and Chingford to the eastward could be seen now. Oh, with a ladder and some glasses, you could see the Hackney Marshes. If it wasn't for the houses in between, all together now. Johnny loved a pretty girl on whom he used to call, and he thought the girl that fact would like to know how to break the news to her. He'd no idea at all, so he let no end of splendid chances go. Best thing I can do, said he, is take her for a stroll. To propose indoors, I think it's hardly right. What you want some place with no one near, not a soul? Though I think I'll say when I call round tonight. Put on your tattle, little girlie, do what I want you to. Bob, I'm the busy early birdie, I've got lots to say to you. My head's completely twirling, twirling. My girl, I want you to be. So put on your pretty little tattoo, and come for a tattoo with me.
Tattoo, 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 tattoo.
Although the great violin virtuoso Paganini was born in Genoa in 1782 and died in Nice in 1840, 41 years before the formation of the MPA, many of his works have come under their watchful eyes. So many other composers have made variations of his themes that it's really hard to tell who is the more responsible for their beauty, Paganini for his original theme, or the authors for their variations. Brahms, Liszt, Schumann, Rachmaninoff, Benny Goodman, Johnny Dankwith, or our star guest, whose Variation 23 is based on Paganini's A minor Caprice number 24 for unaccompanied violin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to vary it even further, because Andrew Lloyd Webber's Variation number 23 is played on the cello by his brother, Julian Lloyd Webber. Since the Eurovision Song Contest began back in 1956, Britain has scored several firsts and even more seconds. Our first winner was Sandy Shaw in Vienna with Puppet on a String in 1967. So let's hear that and congratulations performed by those splendid Mike Sam singers.
Tomorrow, will you be gone? was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me.
And I was only fooling myself to think you loved me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. Round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Incidentally, lots of you may remember that Congratulations came second here in the Royal Albert Hall in 1968. Lulu was one of the four winners in 1969 with Boom Banga Bang. Then there was a gap until 1976 when the Brotherhood of Man made it with Save Your Kisses for Me. Then in 1981 in Dublin, we did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Bucks Fizz!
Then you gotta slow it down. As if you believe that a love can hit the top, you gotta play around. But soon you will find that there comes a time for making your mind up. You gotta turn it. For making your mind up. For making your mind up. For making your mind up. For making your mind up.
Bucks Fizz. One man who has enriched our musical world came to these shores from Canada so long ago that it's hard to imagine we've ever been without him. Tonight we hear the magic of Robert Farnon, not as a composer, but as an arranger. See just how many of these melodies you recognize as we play Bob's arrangement of a medley of sounds that I promise you are all very familiar. no prizes offered for guessing those titles. When Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Evita opened at the Prince Edward Theatre in June 1978, we'd already been able to hear its score for some time, and one of its songs had already become a number one hit record 18 months before the show opened. To sing that song for us from Evita, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, here, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Marty Webb. It was at the Alhambra Theatre in 1915 that a Welsh singer called Sybil Vane introduced the war-weary public to a new song by a young Welshman called Ivor Novello. The words were by Lena Gilbert Ford. It was to become the most popular song of the First World War. Here, with that memorable song, Keep the Home Fires Burning, plus some of its contemporaries from the 1418 War, we welcome once again the Mike Sam Singers.
Farewell, let us swear.
It's a long way to Tipperary. Pack up your troubles. Here we are again. And keep the home fires burning. Revive memories of those dark days between 1914 and 18. Days when songs were needed so much to boost the morale of a nation at war. Well, here's a man who can boost the morale of most people at any time. One of our most popular performers who strutted his stuff on the stages of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Frankie Vaughan.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away, look in your eyes. Here's what I'd say, I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. Maybe one more night without sleeping. Watch it till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? There is an old piano and a playhead hot behind the keyboard. Gotta watch that seat for that laughing hot behind the keyboard. All I wanna think, gonna have you drive behind the keyboard. All I wanna think, gonna have you drive behind the green door.
Frank, you've sung some lovely songs, but there is one I know that you're particularly fond of that is a British song by Peggy Cochran and Paddy Roberts.
That's right. That was the greatest thrill of my recording career.
Remind us of it, please.
Well, with pleasure.
The heart of a man is a secret that no one can ever explain. Fire that is quietly smoldering may suddenly burst into flame. How strange it can change in a moment without any purpose or plan. In life there is no other mystery as deep as the heart of a man. The heart of a man may be burning with jealousy, passion, or greed, or filled with a desperate yearning, as weak as a broken reed. Adam and Eve first began, but all I can do is to offer you my love and the heart of a man. The heart of a man may be burning with jealousy, passion, or greed, or filled with a desperate yearning, weak as a broken reed. And so it has been through the ages, since Adam and Eve first began. All I can do is to offer you my love and the heart.
It was in 1941 that big band leader Ted Heath, with his wife Moira, were to write a song for lovers everywhere, particularly those who had been home on a 48-hour pass. We're exceptionally lucky to have with us the lady who sang that song when it was heard for the very first time. I haven't said thanks for that lovely weekend. And here to sing it for us, Anne Shelton.
For that lovely weekend, those 2 days of heaven you helped me to spend. The thrill of your kiss as you stepped off the train, the smile in your eyes like the sun to rain, to mark the occasion, we went out to dine. Remember the laughter, the music, the wine, the drive in the taxi when midnight had flown, and breakfast next morning, just we two alone. You had to go, the time was so short, we both had so much to say. Your kit to be packed, the train to be caught. Sorry I cried, but I just felt that way. And now that you've gone, dear, this letter I pen, my heart travels with you till we meet again. Keep smiling, my darling, and someday we'll spend a lifetime as sweet as that lovely weekend. You had to go, the time was so short, we both had so much to say. Your kit to be packed and your train to be caught. I'm sorry I cried, but I just felt that way. And now that you've gone, dear, this letter I pen, my heart travels with you till we meet again. Keep smiling, my darling, and someday we'll spend a lifetime as sweet as that lovely
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The next song is a lovely song about a lovely square in London. When two lovers meet in Mayfair, so the story tells, they say that songbirds sing, and even winter turns to spring. Everyone
this enchantment can be. 'Cause it happened one evening to me that certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad. Such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there.
Not a royal command, but certainly a high command to take over a certain song. Rather unusual circumstance, I think.
Yes, it was, David. It was in the 40s, and there was a program being beamed to the North African forces by a singer, a German singer called Lala Anderson. And I did a concert, and Churchill heard it and decided that I should sing the song that our boys were listening to. But, of course, there were no lyrics, but Tommy Connor did an English lyric for me. And that's how I became the Lily Marlene girl. That's the song you mean, isn't it?
It's the song I mean. Sing it for us in English.
I'd love to.
Thank you.
Underneath the lamplight by the barricades, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. Was there that you whispered tenderly that you loved me, you'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there. All confined to barracks was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting in the street. I heard your feet, but could not meet my lily of the lamplight, my own. Face seems to haunt my dreams, my lily of the land.
you've already heard a composition from the pen of bandleader Ted Heath. It's his name that heads our list in a tribute to the best of British bands. Few, if any, were better, and few, for that matter, were more British, with greater international appeal than Ted Heath. Son of the leader of the Wandsworth Borough Band, he was persuaded by the BBC and a record company in 1944 to form a broadcasting band. In the 50s and early 60s, his band was rated among the top four in the world. Well, we'll listen to his music, and that which introduces Henry Hall, Eric Winston, Frank Chaxfield, and Geraldo, whose clock on the wall kept us all in good time to pay tribute to British dance bands. Sound with some great memories. The name Les Reed has been printed on so many hit songs that I stopped counting as I passed the 20 mark, for the list was then only in its infancy. With Jeff Stevens and Barry Mason, he wrote hit songs for Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck, for Herman's Hermits, and Malcolm Roberts, whose second place with Love Is All in the International Song Festival in Rio de Janeiro in 69 caused a riot as the 36,000-strong audience thought he should have come first. Well, we'll hear three of Les Reed's most famous songs, sung for us by one of the brightest of young British artists, a child who leapt into our hearts as a tiny schoolgirl and is staying with us as she becomes a most enchanting young lady. Ladies and gentlemen, Lena Zavaroni. so tiny, one wonders where that great big voice comes from. If, as I hope, you're a regular listener to Radio 2, then our next star guest will be familiar to you in many guises as an actor, a singer, a pianist and composer, and more recently as the presenter of that delightful program of nostalgia, Thanks for the Memory. The man who wrote one of the happiest of all the wartime songs, Hubert Gregg.
Good evening to you. I've been asked to tell you a tale of two ditties. Both of them I wrote during wartime. As a matter of fact, before war broke out, I was just an actor. I had dabbled with the odd lyric, but I'd never tried writing words and music. And suddenly, overnight, I found myself a private soldier in the Lincolnshire Regiment. And you have to do something to pass away the time. So I wrote my very first song. It was inspired, if that's the word, and I'm absolutely sure it isn't, by the London blackout. And it used to go like this. Still does do. I'm going to get lit up when the lights go up in London. I'm going to get lit up as I'd never been before. You will find me on the tiles. You will find me wreathed in smiles. I'm going to get so lit up I'll be visible for miles. The city will sit up when the lights go up in London. We'll all be lit up as the fleet was only more, much more. And before the party's played out, they will fetch the fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw. When the nations lose their war sense and the world gets back its horse sense, what a day for celebration that will be. When somebody shouts the fight's up and it's time to put the lights up, then the first thing to be lit up will be me. I'm going to get pickled when they light up Piccadilly. I'm going to get pickled as I've never been before. From the fountains wine will flow on the rolling crowds below, while I'm on top of Eros shooting arrows from his bow. The people will perk up when they light up Piccadilly. The whole ecstatic population will be can through our gins and Angosturas. We'll see little pale pink Fuhrers Heidi Heiling from the circus to the Strand. A regular flare-up when they light Trafalgar Square up. A regular sight to open Nelson's other eye. Through the day and through the night, signal beacons they will light. England this day expects the nation to be tight. They'll have to stop traffic when they light Trafalgar Square up. And down Whitehall to Westminster we'll reel. What a shindy we will kick up. Old Big Ben will chime a hiccup to epitomize the sentiments we feel. I'm going to get unsedately. I'm going to get unsedately, so serenely stinking. Thank you very much. I'm going to get stinking as I've never been before. When the dogs have had their day and the fight has had its fray, we'll all be swabbing battle dress for bottle dress. That day I'm going to get positively, permanently high-eyed. The day we finally exterminate the Huns, there'll be joy and there'll be laughter. And there'll be no morning after, for we'll all be drunk for months and months and months. Thank you. Thank you very much. The second ditty is also about London. And I've been surprised over the years. I've been amazed at the variety of people that seem to want to sing it. Americans sing it a lot. Danny Kaye sings it, The Drop of a Palladium Curtain, which is very nice of him. I went to Sweden to a company on Swedish television, a Swedish actor singing it in Swedish. I think he was singing it in Swedish, I don't know. But anyway, the most astonishing, and I think the proudest moment for me, was when it was sung on this particular platform by the Omsk Siberia Choir in Russian. Harry Rabinowitz is wagging his head at me, but I assure him it's absolutely true. So, I'd like to sing it for you tonight, if I may. It goes like this. Ushki, bitchki, foy... I beg your pardon. So sorry. We'll start with the verse, shall we, Gordon? Usually, this is sung as a rowdy pub song, but I want to sing it, if I may, for you tonight, as I intended it, as a little love song to my city. London isn't everybody's cup of tea. Often you'll hear visitors complain. Noisy, smoky city, but it seems to me there's a magic in the fog and rain. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town. I wonder if I could possibly persuade you to sing just one chorus with me. Would you mind? I mean, you may not be a Londoner, but just treat it as a home song. I mean, after all, we sing Home in Pasadena. We've never been near the place. So let's just treat it as a home song. Now, I'm going to kick off by singing a second verse. Now, this song, ever since I wrote it in 1944, has only had one verse. But tonight I wrote this especially for you. It's no big deal because it's only four lines. It's only four lines and I'll do my best to remember them. People take to saying as the years go by, London isn't London anymore. People may be changing, but the town and I, we are even closer than before. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. Get a funny feeling inside of me, just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London.
David Ivor Davis
was born in Cardiff on the 15th of January, 1893. He died in London on the 6th of March, 1951. In his lifetime, he lit up the theatre stages of the world with his glorious revues and musical comedies. When I mention the Dancing Years, Perchance to Dream, Glamorous Nights, and King's Rhapsody, you all know that Mr. Davis became Ivor Novello, and that his music is as joyous today as it was when he first wrote it. With a selection of some of his most beautiful songs, here's the man whose piano playing has brought joy to millions. Ladies and gentlemen, Semprini. Between the years 1963 and 1966, four young men had 11 records at the top of the charts, one after the other. No concert celebrating a century of song could be complete without this selection, arranged by Neil Richardson, of the music of the Beatles.
Thank you.
It seemed so sad that many beautiful songs were written during wars. But that's always been the case. The emotion of the time inspires lyricists and composers, and the public are keen and eager to clutch at a straw that gives them hope. This next song was first performed in 1916, but a shorter time ago, as 1967, it was back with us to enjoy huge success, to sing Roses of Picardy, Vince Hill.
Shining in Picardy, in the hush of that silver view. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose. And our roads, they may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my heart. Of that silver dew, but there's never a rose like you, and the roses will die with the summertime. And our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my.
Our next guest wrote a melody in 1961, called it Jenny after one of his children, and the BBC, in its infinite wisdom, changed its title so that it could be the signature tune for a children's television series. When I tell you that the series was called Stranger on the Shore, you all know that I'm about to introduce Acker Bilk. Thank you. There are many songs and many artists who played a large part in this century of song we are celebrating today. So many of them have served us so well, it's sad that we've done them no honour, as our time, not unnaturally, is limited. So to bring our concert to a close, here's someone who perhaps can best represent them all. Ladies and gentlemen, Vera Lynn.
Was really one of my oldies, and do you know how long ago it was that I first sang that? It was actually my very first broadcast. Yes, it was, and it was 1935, so that's 47 years ago.
40! I think you've just aged yourself.
Was a very young girl.
But I think you said it was... I think you just said it was 47 years ago. It can only be 46 years ago.
Oh, was it 46? Yes. Oh, my arithmetic never...
She's the only girl in the business who puts her age on. Why don't you, since if it was 46 years ago, that's sort of halfway through our century of song, why don't you bring us up to date?
I will. It's also a British song.
Morning sun is waiting in the sky, and I think I'm gonna break away and follow where the birds of freedom fly.
need to give. I need to live. For the world is slowly turning, and the lights of love are burning in my eyes.
Here's a song that I feel that we can't leave out. To my mind, it's one of the most popular and perhaps one of the most famous of British songs. And I'm sure you remember it too. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know where. Sunny day, keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away, and will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some.
Century of Song is celebrated. Our congratulations to the Music Publishers Association for spanning the years so delightfully and providing the software of our trade. My thanks to all the artists who've taken part: Joan Savage, Julian Lloyd Webber, the Mike Sam Singers, Bucks Fizz, Marty Webb, Frankie Vaughan, Anne Shelton, Lena Zavaroni, Hubert Gregg, Semprini, Vince Hill, Acker Bilk, Vera Lynn, the musicians of the BBC Radio Orchestra, leader Michael Tomalin, and our guest conductor, or our principal conductor, rather, Mr. Harry Rabinowitz. On behalf of all of them, on behalf of all of them, plus our producer, Paul Walters, we leave you with one of the proudest of British compositions. Let's bring back to lead us off Dame Vera Lynn, followed by the entire cast in Sir Edward Elgar's Land of Hope and Glory.
A Century of Song from the Royal Albert Hall, London, was introduced by David Jacobs. The sound balancer was Ray Pilling, and the producer was Paul Walters.